This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another visit to Radio Ranch. The ranch hands include Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I've not seen any of them on a horse, though. That'd be interesting to have you go to a dude ranch and all of you take a ride on a horse. I haven't been on a horse for a long, long time.
That'd be fun.
I'd like to do that, yeah.
We'll have a field trip.
Yeah. Good idea. You're a neck of the woods.
Can we do the Kardashian one, though, Jen? Like where they ride horses and drink wine at the same time?
Lamping. Exactly.
And what happens when they fall off the horse because they've had too much wine?
They don't care.
It won't hurt.
You don't feel it.
No, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. This is the beginning of Mercury going into retrograde three times a year. Mercury goes into retrograde. So if you have, it depends on your astrology.
More than that.
I know it does, doesn't it? It seems like a last. It starts, like, we just got through one, we got another one. It's like the seasons. We'll be talking about that this week on our Zodiac Magic podcast, by the way, with astrologer Maria Francesca Trilogy and also our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley. So if you're into astrology or you want to know, maybe just curious, what are they always talking about, Mercury going retrograde? What's that all about? Well, basically, for the next 3 weeks, messages will be crossed. We'll have communication problems, it seems. Sometimes they're worse than others. Transportation issues, things will go haywire, that kind of stuff. It's usually considered not to be a good time to start something new. So anyway, it's also a good time. This, apparently, according to what Maria says on the Zodiac Magic podcast, good time to bake, to learn how to cook. All right, so ladies, you all good cooks. Jay, are you a good cook? Do you like to cook?
I like to cook. I don't like to prep or clean. I'm more of a stovetop person. If it involves the oven, nope, or chicken, I cannot cook chicken.
Really? Okay, I remember that when I ever get invited to your house. All right, Victoria likes to go out with her friends, but I don't care.
No, I love cooking.
Yeah.
I do. I've taught him how to do a few things. So he has a few dishes that he can do really well. But I'm like Jay then. I love cooking, but I make a mess. Like I have my nickname in the kitchen is the Whirlwind, and I literally don't even intend to, but apparently like I use every pot and pan for every meal. So it ends up being a mess in the kitchen. But Lewis is really good about cleaning
good
up.
Good sport.
After it, so.
Yeah, Lewis is a good sport. What about you, Jen Jen? Cooking.
I love to cook.
Yeah.
I used to love to bake. Well, you come over for Christmas and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like Jen is awesome at like doing huge meals. Many people.
I don't understand how to cook for two, actually. That was all from my grandma. She's like, oh, you got to throw in a little more, honey. But, it's very funny when my grandmother's a great cook and a great baker. And I used to love baking with her as a kid, probably even more than cooking. Now I've totally switched. I love cooking. I never use recipes. Baking is way too specific for me, like the measuring.
Pretty precise.
You have to follow the recipe to a T almost for baking. Where on the stovetop cooking, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, as we know, Doug does.
It sounds like Jay and I are kindred spirits when it comes to that. Let's just throw it all in.
Yeah.
See what comes out of it. It's good. Yum. All right, some people in the news. Liz Cheney was on 60 Minutes on Sunday, and she apparently.
I'm sure.
What'd you say?
She set your DVR for that?
Well, I was interested in what she had to say. She was on with Leslie Stahl, who usually is somebody who's looking for the aha moment or the grab you, gotcha moment. So anyway, their first conversation was about Cheney's sister, who is gay. I always confuse the two. I couldn't remember.
Yeah,
I know
you
it
always
was
thought Liz Cheney was the gay one.
Right. Anyway, so she talks about how she loves her sister. One of the things that separates her, and I always thought, as much as I didn't like her father at all about most everything, that he really showed a sensitive side, which we all have if we allow it to be exposed. Cheney didn't necessarily want, nor was he, you know, did you think of him as a sensitive guy? But he obviously loved his daughter Mary. And so I don't know why this was a question. She opposed same-sex marriage for a while, I guess. And I always wondered whether her father said, look, you need to smarten up on this. Don't embarrass your sister. Don't embarrass the family. Or whether she really thought that way. You know, you wonder what is politically expedient sometimes or what is what people really think.
It's got to be tough, though, right? If your sister... If one sister is gay and openly gay, what's her name?
Her name is Sue.
Lynn?
I'm sorry, Mary.
Mary?
No, Mary's okay. Gay.
Yeah.
Mary's gay.
Mary's been open for many, many years. And so that must be really difficult, you know, to have a holiday dinner and you bring your partner and then your sister who's in public office is opposed to you and your partner getting married. That's got to be tough.
Mm-hmm. So what is there about this question that seems to come up, and Leslie Stahl made a point in the interview that this doesn't help you. You already have problems with your party. This isn't going to help you any. What a terrible statement.
Wait, what's not going to help her? Because
she's
against
now
gay marriage
pro,
still?
Or she's pro LGBTQ, live and let live, that kind
of
stuff.
A lot of Republicans are actually pro.
So why is the news media making a big deal? That's what I thought.
Well, let's be honest. The people screaming anti-gay stuff are also Republicans. That's
why.
Well,
but that doesn't mean every Republican.
The voice of the
everybody
voice
is
of the party,
same
though.
Because they're a Republican, or everybody's the same as the Democrat. You can't think on your own? What the hell good are the parties?
I'm just saying that's the reason it gets assigned to that, because they're the loudest voices against it.
Right, exactly. So I don't know. I find it really perplexing that this sort of. But I thought it was an interesting interview anyway, if you have a chance that and billions. That's
Trump
what I
was the first pro-LGBTQ president we had going into the White House. He was the first one to support gay marriage. Obama changed halfway through his presidency, but when he entered office, he certainly wasn't that way. And I think that was because he didn't want to lose the enthusiasm with the black vote, because a lot of black Americans are not a fan of gay marriage. And a lot of minority groups aren't a fan of gay marriage, so because they tend to be more religious. So I don't know. I think it's a mixed bag. I don't think it hurts her either way. I think what hurts her more than anything is just not following the direction politically of the party. I mean, she's backing the Biden spending. She's backing all of the stuff that I think many, no matter what faction of Republican you are, most are like, we can't keep taxing and spending. This is not going to work.
Nope, we sure can't. I'm with them on that one. We sure as heck can't. All right, other names in the news. Jim Mad Dog Mattis testifying that Elizabeth Holmes misled him about Theranos. Remember him? He was former defense secretary. And this Theranos trial going on, Elizabeth Holmes is being charged with all kinds of crimes, and she could spend all kinds of time in jail. Mattis was on the board of her company, and he invested $85,000 in the company as well. And so what's happened to that?
$85,000, it's gone. I mean, that's a lot of money for an individual, you know, to put in. And this was right after he retired from the military. But I didn't know that he had anything to do with Theranos. I didn't really follow it that closely, other than
either
the scandal aspect of it. Mm-hmm. But, apparently he said that he met with Elizabeth Holmes, you know, privately, and that she demonstrated this blood test that was going to change the world. And his first thought, being a military guy, was this could help save the lives of troops and battlefields and things like that. So he said he just was so blown away, he didn't want to miss out on the opportunity. And, you know, now we know the end of the story. But, it's other former cabinet members and CEOs were also on the board of Theranos, and I think a whole bunch of them are expected to testify. There's no way this woman isn't going to jail.
No. It's too bad. She looks a lot like Liz Cheney. Oh, okay, up next, the next person in the news
Save the Blondes!
There should be a blog entitled Save the Blondes, aren't they?
I'm sure there probably is.
How about that, Jay? Let's start a blog.
Oh, geez.
Save the Blondes! Bob Uecker has been honored for 50 years doing the play-by-play. For how long did Vin Scully do the... Wasn't it 55 years? The LA Dodgers are more even that. Yeah. Uecker is one of the funniest people. If you ever have a chance to just get him, well, at this point, he's not doing much of that because he's 87. But one of the funniest guys, one of the
My dad
naturally.
Loves to watch interviews with him, like on the late night shows. He said he's so funny.
Yeah,
he gets
he is
down
funny.
These little rabbit holes where he goes with, you yeah. know. His broadcast, just, Vin Scully worked from 1950 to 2016. How old was Vin Scully when he retired?
66 years, 89. I think he was, wasn't
even
he, Jennifer?
Worse than that. He is now 93. So, yeah, around 89. Yeah. But, and he stopped because his wife was sick. So, and he wanted to spend time with her. He could have kept going, probably.
Yeah.
Well, Bobby Uecker says he's going to keep going.
Yeah. Good for Why him. Not? I'm going to keep
not?
Going.
Yeah.
Keep going. Why not? Anyway, he's funny. He sounds good. His mind is sharp. And so why would you retire? I think retirement is anathema. Generally speaking, for anybody that wants to live a long, happy, healthy life, stopping. If you have something you don't like, your living has been made for all those years doing something you didn't like. First of all, what a sad comment on reality. Secondly, if you do stop doing something, start doing something else. Because these people that I know, people who are my age, that stop and they just stop. They don't do anything, and so they never get to be old and enjoy their family, which is, I think, a motivation for lots of people. 17 after the hour here on the DJV program. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The professional parts people will help you navigate their wide selection to find just the right wiper blades for your vehicle. O'Reilly Auto Parts will even install your wiper blades free. That's free. See better and drive safer with new wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds in your local grocery store.
Text us to receive up to 5 marketing texts sent via automated technology to your number. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Membership automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
Hi, you ever heard of Beachbody On Demand? Hold on a second. Here is your free membership. I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I just sent a free membership to another customer. And I'm giving away 10,000 free memberships a week to anyone who texts me right now to try our new Beachbody On Demand fitness and nutrition app. Just text the word JOIN to 303030 to get instant access to all $8,000 of our best-selling fitness programs, like 21 Day Fix, Insanity, P90X, T25, and Pio. These programs really work, and this is your one chance to try them for free. Just text the word JOIN to 303030. That's JOIN to 303030 right now, and I'll send you your own free membership.
The DJV program. I'm Doug. Jennifer and Jay over there, Victoria. Columbus Day is around the corner, and that's one of the things that we focus on our most recent podcast download at djvshow.com, the fact that Columbus Day ought not to be... I shouldn't even use the term Columbus Day, should I anymore?
Nah. It's Indigenous Peoples Day in
a lot
of states.
I don't even like that.
Now.
That sounds like amazing. We ought to come up with, like, Real American Day or something like that. Celebrate.
That'd be like a Hulk Hogan holiday. That was his song. He's a Real American.
Real American. Okay. All right, also in the download is... The focus on one of the actors in Sex and the City passing away. Anyway, if you want to find out what's trending and you haven't caught up with us during the course of the day, check it out at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. It's 21 after.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, 23 after the hour on the goodness gracious Great Balls of Fire program known as the DJV show with good Doug, good Jen, good Victoria, good Jay. And Jay is going to take us into, Victoria and Jennifer are chomping at the bit to talk about this documentary about Britney Spears, and there's lots of nasty stuff in it, so we'll get to that right after. No, let's do it now. Let's do it now. Okay, so Jay, why don't you lead off, and Victoria probably won't let you finish the first sentence.
What?
The documentary, you guys have been talking about it in the breaks, so let's get to what is there that's so damning about all. I didn't see it, but I'm listening to you talk about it. I'm thinking, why doesn't the fact that Britney hasn't gotten a machine gun out to go after the people in her family is remarkable. Because of these things that are becoming known about how she lived her life, or didn't. I guess that's probably more to the point, Jay, isn't it?
Yeah, the latest documentary from Hulu, Controlling Britney Spears, it's kind of like a follow-up to the New York Times Framing Britney Spears. And there are whole, like, all new allegations. A guy named Alex Vassoff, who was,
horrible. Just the stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so this guy was part of a security company that was hired on at the time by Britney's father, Jamie, and a woman who worked with Britney's business management company, Robin Greenhill. They hired him on, and apparently there was recording in her bedroom, like audio recording, to the extent of 180 hours worth, which he was told, this Alex guy was told to completely destroy, but he had this kind of inky feeling about it, so he made copies. He didn't disclose what was on that. There were an encryption set up for Britney's mobile devices, so any text, emails, phone calls were always sent back to a separate iPad that both Jamie and Robin had control over. Everything was being monitored, even without her knowledge. This is
sick. Which is
so
illegal.
Creepy.
Illegal.
So, can all of them be sued? Can Britney get back the money from her father that he stole from her and all these other people as well?
It would take so long, don't you think, because he'd justify expenses. She's probably better to just cut it off and move on because at this point, it's too much.
Yeah, she could probably go make her own money back very easily once she want, if she does want to get back to performing. She's taken a hiatus, rightfully so, because she was tired of people making money off of her and stealing her money. So she kind of boycotted the whole situation.
Does she have it in her to do new music and to go on back on the road and put together the same sort of programs that made her so popular in the first place?
I think she does.
Yeah, it just depends if she wants to. I mean, she's newly engaged. She had said openly in court that she wants to have another baby before it's too late.
How old is she now?
39.
Yeah.
So, she's, I don't know if she wants to do it again. Maybe she will, maybe she won't. But the point, though, that this documentary, I watched it, it's very disturbing. I had to take breaks because it's sad. I was crying a lot. It's really, this is 13 years of her life were just robbed. And to see the disgusting behind the scenes of what they were doing and the security people forcing her to take pills and lithium, and I mean, it just went on and on and on. It just makes you sick to your stomach that this could be happening in America and to one of the most famous people on the planet.
And by her own family. Let's not even, I mean, this isn't a captor. This is her father.
Right. She had no one to turn to, no one to trust. And this isn't even the last documentary that's coming out. Netflix has another one that's about to drop this week, Britney vs. Spears. So this is all leading up to her next big court hearing where she's trying to get not only Jamie out of everything, but end her conservatorship.
September 29th, that's the big day.
It really is amazing that these sorts of things can go on in America. Mm-hmm. And it, for it to go on as long as it did, I think that's what's so appalling. And then...
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi of California announced Sunday night the House will vote Thursday on the Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure bill. That's the smaller one, pushing back an original plan vote for today. Lawmakers will still debate the bill on the House floor on Monday, but the actual vote will be pushed to September 30th. The vote is only part of what seems to be a jam-packed week in the House. In addition to the vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill, Democrats are also aiming to take action on the $3.5 trillion social spending program. Also looming for the first time in U.S. history, the federal government could default on our $28 trillion debt, as a government shutdown will happen October 1st if lawmakers can't get together. So when Las Vegas, Nevada spent nearly $2 billion on a new stadium for the Raiders football club, it appears the new digs come with microphones in the goalposts. The miss by the Dolphins kicker allowed the Raiders to win in overtime 31-28 on Sunday. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Back in 2013, Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney from Wyoming voted against gay marriage, a decision she tells CBS News was a mistake as her gay sister and American attitudes have changed.
It's wrong. I love my sister very much. I love her family very much, and I was wrong. It's a very personal issue, and very personal for my family. I believe that my dad was right, and my sister and I have had that conversation. This is an issue that we have to recognize, as human beings, that we need to work against discrimination of all kinds in our country, in our state. We were at an event a few nights ago, and there was a young woman who said she doesn't feel safe sometimes because she's transgender, and nobody should feel unsafe. Freedom means freedom for everybody.
New COVID-19 cases in the United States are declining, but hospitals are still being strained in some areas of the country with low vaccine rates. 70 million Americans remain unvaccinated. On Sunday, nearly 86,700 people were reported infected. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on CBS News Sunday.
We made it possible for people to be eligible, but they really have to identify their own individual risk and their own individual benefit. And I recognize that this is confusing.
I'm Lance Pryde. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Don't forget our DJV download. Every day we have bits and pieces of pithy information that gets recorded and available for you to download at djvshow.com, DJV Show podcast, and also you get the full show all day, every day at djvshow.com as well. I noticed, ladies, Jennifer's here, Victoria, Jay, the full lineup. Everybody's at bat. By the way, the Dodgers, how are they doing? The Red Sox and the Yankees had a tough time of it. The Yankees managed to best the Red Sox over this past weekend. There's only, about a week left of the regular season? Yeah. That right? Are we at the end of the baseball season already? Good Lord.
Time. The Dodgers won their 100th game over the weekend, actually.
Did they?
A pretty big deal. The problem is that the Giants of the season, yeah, the Giants have been really good.
Of all time.
No, that's the Red Sox. They've only won 100 games. The Dodgers won it just this season. And 102 games that the Giants have won. And so this division is really incredible. The Giants have been the thorn in the Dodgers' side. The Dodgers are having a championship season, but the Giants are like 2 games better. It's insane. But both of them have clinched playoff spots. So we'll see who else is in the mix. The Cardinals have been doing really well, too.
Cardinals,
They won like 14 in a row. I didn't check their record over the weekend, but they've been killing it.
They have. All right. The International Atomic Energy Agency says that Iran has failed to comply with the terms of the reactivated nuclear monitoring agreement. I'm surprised, aren't you? Shocking that the Iranians are not living up to their agreement. Why do we even talk about this stuff? Why do you expect that they would do, or any of these people, the Chinese, the Russians, the North Koreans, they don't live up to anything. And yet nothing really ever happens, right? Never mind what we do. The international community, what do we do? You know, once in a while there are sanctions and the bank assets are frozen. What you don't really do, is there nothing short of going to war against these people, no matter
who it is?
The
problem, though, with like sanctions and stuff, and especially with Iran, it doesn't affect anybody on the high level. It only affects the poor people of Iran who don't want to live that way. Yeah. And the sanctions just put a chokehold on the actual citizens. And that's, you know, yeah, I agree.
With Iran, though, the sanctions did hit some of the highest levels. The people of Iran, the disconnect between the people of Iran and the government is pretty immense, and probably it's a bigger divide than probably any other country, at least that I could think of right now. Absolutely, where the government acts in one way and the people are acting in a completely different way. Yeah. And the reason that you see the Iranian government so ticked off is because of the sanctions, because it did damage them. That's why they were trying to hold America accountable, not on behalf of their people. They could care a rip about the people of Iran. If they did, they wouldn't be acting in the ways that they do, supporting terrorism and doing all of these other things, bad acting around the world. I mean, the reason that you cut the bank accounts for Iran is that they fund Hamas and Hezbollah. And so that's why you try to hit them in the sanctions department, and that's why we should continue to do it, because it does tamp down on the amount of money that they're able to give these groups to blow things up all around the world, especially in the Middle East.
So, all right, let's talk about what's going on. I had forgotten, or it's been a while since we had a threat of a shutdown, right? Government, when was the last time the government actually shut down?
Oh, it seems like it's yearly now.
I was going to say, it's annual, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's new. It never used to be like this, yeah.
But does it ever actually shut down? I mean,
It did once under Trump, and I think it did once under Obama, and maybe even under Bush. I can't remember that far.
Yeah, remember before COVID.
It's great when it shuts down.
It shut down, which
don't even notice they're gone.
Yeah, well, it did, I think. It was right before COVID, right? Because then the IRS and everything was already backed up, and then COVID hit, and it was a whole big...
But you know what really gets under most people's craw when they realize it? That even if they shut the government down, and everybody goes home, when the government opens up,
everybody
gets paid for doing nothing. They've gone for a week, they still get their pay.
But that's sort of like the government now. They get paid for doing nothing, so they're either at home or in their office. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that. All right, so where are we with the various and sundry plans to spend all of our money that we don't have and they don't have either?
There's a lot going on. So not only do you have to fund the government by the end of the week, there's going to be a vote. There's 72 hours, so about 3 days or so between when the government shuts down and when they're going to vote in the House on raising the debt ceiling. And the bill, they say, is going to fail. That's plan A. Then they say plan B is a continuing resolution, which is what they do in this happens all the time.
There's been a budget resolution for decades.
Means kicking the can down the road.
Yep.
And that's what they're going to do. So that's plan B to try to keep things going. There's also a really big push to get the $3.5 trillion infrastructure package passed.
I thought they don't have to vote through that either.
Well, that's the thing. There are a lot of Democrats who are split on this. Republicans are all standing against it. Some Democrats are saying that this is not enough money, and some Democrats are saying this is too much money. So you have the progressives in the party saying, we want more. We want more money because this is essentially the Green New Deal and this infrastructure. That's what the infrastructure deal has kind of turned into. And so they want to put more green initiatives into this. And then the centrists of the party, the people like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema and the others in the House, are saying, whoa, this is too much money. We can't responsibly do this. We want a bill that's like a trillion or 1.5 trillion, not 3.5 trillion plus. So are they going to do it? They're going to tax people. How are they going to pay for it? They're going to tax
up the debt.
And their big lie is that they're going to tax the rich. But what that means. Even Whoopi Goldberg, when she found out who they considered to be the rich, was like appalled on The View, saying, those aren't rich people. So
what is going on The View? Wait, there's a, was it COVID? What did I see about, was it The View or one of the other shows?
It was, if you want to watch craziness happen live on TV, this is it. The vice president was supposed to come to the show on Friday.
Right.
And I guess she was just arriving at the studio and the women were all like around the table doing their thing. And during the show, in their earpieces, Sunny Hostin and, Anna Navarro had to get up and leave
the
stage.
Oh, no, it wasn't even in their earpieces. You can hear one of the producers
them
saying,
come out,
I need
right?
you two to leave. Like, I need
so
you two
get up,
to get up and leave. Yeah.
And they go, and the rest of them
the
are
air?
Just sitting there. This
yeah,
is all live.
Right,
you
live
can watch
TV.
It. And then Joy Behar and the other woman, I can't remember her, Sarah, it was a Sarah something, they just have to sit there and vamp to figure out what's going on. So they start, like, taking questions from the audience, but they can't hear the questions because the audience is in masks and they're sitting far away from them.
Oh my
and
God.
So this big, long interview with the vice president ended up being very short, and they had to put her in, like, a separate room and have her just connect.
Well, because they wouldn't let, because she wouldn't go in, the vice president would go
well,
in.
No,
because
they wouldn't
everybody
let her
was
in.
Clear.
Yeah, they wouldn't let her. Well, that's protocol, though. If somebody has a positive COVID test anywhere indoors, and especially in New York City when they have live audiences now for shows and stuff again, they don't mess around. What the weird part, though, is that the results, those two positive results, which turned out to be false positives, that the results came in midway through the show. Like, that's just, that was weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was kind of like Justin Turner during the World Series last year. They pulled Justin Turner off the field in Game 7 of the World Series, or Game 6, I think is when they won. The last game of the World Series is the Dodgers getting ready to win. They pulled Justin Turner off of third base during the middle of the game. So it's very strange.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was fun to watch them have to vamp. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of a nerd. I like that.
All right. Here's the latest from the friendly skies. Apparently on a JetBlue flight, a passenger tried to break into the cockpit.
Lovely.
And was the flight attendants were trying to stop this person, and then the strangulation and kicking and stuff.
From Boston, too. Boston to Puerto Rico, I think, was the route.
Yeah. Well, these people are nuts.
Unpopular opinion, but should flight attendants have tasers by now? Do you think
yeah.
people
well,
are
taking
be
self
with a threat?
Classes? That's a great question, though. They're,
but even like,
they're all being encouraged to take self-defense classes as a flight attendant, where you're supposed to basically be, you know, a cocktail waitress
cocktail
in the
reading.
Sky.
Yeah, right.
Like, I mean, and this is
but
crazy.
People have gone nuts flying.
Yeah, they
this
have.
Is, this
it's
is
getting
the most
ridiculous.
Yeah. And this guy apparently was trying to make a phone call, and he was mad because the phone call wouldn't go through, so he decides he's going to storm the cockpit, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Was he drinking?
I don't know. I don't even know what their policy is now on serving alcohol. Because for a while they weren't, and then I heard it was bad. I think depending on the
it's
airline.
It's only
so
first
I don't
class.
And,
but it sounds yeah, everyone's like getting it. Loaded before they get on the plane.
Well, there's so much time for layovers anymore, and flights keep getting canceled, and you might have 2 hours between legs of flights, and then all of a sudden you're there for a day and a half. People are tired and cranky and drunk.
I start my traveling in a couple of weeks. It'll be really
It's amazing he didn't get killed and tackled, because I got to tell you, if I saw some guy running towards the cockpit, I think even wimpy me would stand up and try to take the guy down, because I'd have, like, PTSD from 9/11. You know,
yep.
It's like the guy.
Yep.
It's amazing that no one
fought I thought you had PTSD because of Governor Newsom. So there's a new, huh?
That's Stockholm syndrome that I have.
For me.
I now love my captor. Tell me more.
All right. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody remembers Dog the Bounty Hunter. Raise your hands, please.
Yes.
In the 5 minutes he was single before he jumped into the sack with whoever the latest woman is in his life.
Whatever.
Okay, so now he's looking for Brian Laundry.
Thank
father,
God. Now
right?
we're finally getting somewhere. I mean,
now we're going to find the guy.
Yes.
Did the FBI hire him? Who hired him? How's he getting involved?
No, he just showed up. Yeah, he just showed
There's
up
a reward,
to
right?
Laundrie's parents' house.
Yeah, isn't there a reward money now? So he's just going to try to collect it. That's what he does.
Aren't latest reports that he's in Canada?
I've heard he's in Canada. I've heard he's in Puerto Rico. And I've heard he's in Mexico. And then there's things that say he's still
living. Anybody check the basement?
I don't know. But the police went and got, like, DNA samples from his parents' house over the weekend, so.
Yeah. Great. Okay, you've
they
heard
had
me.
Had a funeral for her, too.
Yeah, that was pretty sad. So the fact that people find it interesting, given my political stripes, that I find value in Bill Maher, Bill Maher, like everybody, we all have a value. It isn't like we're in a box and you can only say this. That's what I was talking about with Liz Cheney. You can only, you know, the base doesn't like her because she likes gay people, whatever it is, whatever nonsense. So I came, there's usually a moment in Bill Maher's program every week. It airs live on Friday nights and then it runs back on HBO over the course of the week. And he was suggesting we move water from the Midwest and the East Coast to the West Coast in a pipeline, which I thought makes lots and lots of sense. I got a lot of time on the air on that one. So apparently last Friday night, I did not see this, but he took on Whoopi Goldberg and called her or compared her to Chairman Mao because of her focus on the Black National Anthem, which has no place in America as far as I'm concerned. If you're going to have a national anthem, it's the national anthem for everybody. The country is splintering, fracturing badly, and this is just another example. But I don't know what Whoopi Goldberg actually said. Anybody know? We were just talking about The View. What did she say?
Well, it's actually this war between Bill Maher and Whoopi Goldberg. Bill Maher has been very sensible, I think, when it comes to cancel culture and stuff like that. He's speaking out about how nobody survives it, and which is true. At some point, you cancel everybody. But I guess she took issue because he didn't want the NFL playing the Black National Anthem, which is Lift Every Voice and Sing. And so she said that he said in response to her that the only time there should be two national anthems is when the other team is from Canada. Mm-hmm. And he's right. He says this is not a Black America, a White America, a Latino America, an Asian America. There's the United States of America. And that's what Barack Obama said, by the way. So he was quoting what Obama had said years ago. And so they're just kind of going back and forth. She thinks that the separation of the anthems is necessary because it supports and uplifts the Black community, minority communities. So,
well, but a lot of people feel that way, though, Doug. I mean, because you don't agree with that, and
I don't agree with
it
because I think for what Maher said is right. You want to play it as what is an appropriate place?
Well, he says symbols of unity matter. And see, this is what I think. We all wonder why we're so divided, and it's stuff like this that makes us divided. We have, you know, we have one unifying flag. We have one national anthem. That flag and that national anthem do not just cover one particular race. And let's focus on that and getting better at that than saying, I'm going to go in my corner and only deal with what I want to see. And, you know.
Yeah. Amen. All right, 48 after this, the DJV program.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Want to learn a new language so it will actually stick? Try Babbel. Practice real-life conversations in the Babbel app.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Get personalized help in Babbel's live online classes.
Classes are limited to 6 people, so everyone can get the help they need.
Review words and phrases with fun games, or dive into the culture with short videos. Whatever your learning style, Babbel gives you the tools you need. Babbel. More ways to learn. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's
800-985-1610. Introducing you, ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, to the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. But wait, there's more.
More?
There's more! Yes, Tom Kreidler has all kinds of things going on, podcasts and newsletters and letters from people that listen to this program when Tom is on. For example, listener Lee says they had a roof totally replaced, put on metal roofing. New yep. gutters as well. They want to add some gutter guards, but the gutter company says the guards don't work on a metal roof. And I would want to know the reason if that's true. If that's true, I've not heard that one before, Tommy.
Yeah, you know, I hadn't heard that either, but granted, you know, we don't talk about metal roofs every day. However,
I love
knowing
metal roofs.
The way the gutter guards work, I would not be surprised if that was true. And here's why, Doug. You know, some of the gutter guards that are out there, the ones that are, particularly the ones that are what's called a reverse curve gutter guard, where it's like a solid panel over the top of the gutter with a curve that basically allows the water through the principles of surface tension sort of stick to the guard and then roll into the gutter.
Yeah.
If you have a lot of force of water coming down, you know, I always caution against those because of torrential rain. But in this case, I think the contractor is correct because, you know, when you have a metal roof, the speed of that water running down that roof is going to be faster than if it was on an asphalt, you know, granular roof.
Yeah, well, that makes sense because it is granular. It slows down. Yeah, that makes sense, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, it would hit it and jump off, right? But, mm-hmm. you know, he said in his email that he used 6-inch gutters, and he may not be realize this, but because you've used 6-inch gutters, Lee, your downspouts are going to be much wider, and those gutters will not clog nearly as much as a standard 4-inch gutter would. So I would give it some time and see what happens.
Yeah. The other thing we're doing here on the farm, a couple of rebuilds, and I found some important roof lines that don't have gutters. So I'm putting them on, And I didn't know there were 6-inch cutters. Now that I do know, I'm going to get, I think the 6-inch cutters are better. They just make more sense. Although, yeah. Because we have a lot of metal roofs on the farm. I put metal roofs on all the barns down at the farm. And I just put a new roof, actually. There's roof work this year, a lot of roof work being done on my house. I took all the moss off with that stuff that you recommended.
Right.
And then, I don't know if it was you told me that or John, the guy that is the handyman on the farm, to put copper along the upper, you told me
the
that,
ridge line.
Yeah, the ridge line.
Yeah, because the copper releases some of the metal when it rains, and it acts as a mildicide. It basically, you know, kills the algae growth and the moss growth over time. So,
but we came up with also a novel solution, which is to cut the branches away that are close to
Well, yeah, because sunlight's the best mildicide.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, speaking of the best, Tommy comes up with the best contest. Now the Bob Vila Freshen Up for a Fall giveaway. What's that all about? What's the scoop?
Well, we are giving away $2,500 in Amazon gift cards with our friends at Bob Vila in the Freshen Up for Fall giveaway, courtesy of the Money Pit Podcast. So you can enter once a day at bobvila.com. You can get some tips, some advice, and maybe some gift cards to help you get those projects done.
My sister was in my house over the weekend, and she put some dishes in the dishwasher. And the dishwasher was dirty, you know, around the outside. So I noticed in your podcast you have a way to fix that problem. I took a toothbrush and just cleaned around the edges with a toothbrush. Got rid of a lot of black, yucky, bunga stuff. So what's your solution?
Yeah, so if the dishwashers are if the dishes are coming out dirty, generally there's a clog in the filters which is lying in the bottom of the dishwasher. Now, these are not always obvious how you get to them, you know, once you toss away the owner's manual that came with it, but they're not hard to figure out. So in my case, in my old dishwasher, I just replaced one this weekend, by the way, because the fill valve broke. But what I used to have to do was I would simply remove the bottom rack, and then there were two little buckets there you sort of unscrewed and take off. And then you'd see all the sort of crud, the built-up food that's in the bottom of those. So if you get those cleaner, you'll find that that solves a lot of the issues with dishes not coming out clean at the end of the cycle.
Yeah, I got an old KitchenAid, works great, but the door is loose and the bottom is falling off, and my sisters keep saying, wow, let's get a new one. I don't want a new one. The new one
you
don't
like that
work.
One.
Because it gets, actually, what a concept. It actually gets the dishes clean. Wow, zowie.
I just put in a Bosch. It was rated top by Consumer Reports, but I had surprisingly had a difficult time finding these in stock, though, Doug. There's still a lot of supply issues out there.
Oh, yeah, right. Did you get it from a local outfit or from a national?
I did. I ordered one online, but it was going to be 3 weeks delayed, and then I found one in the local Lowe's.
Yeah, I like the local stores. All right, Tommy, go to moneypit.com and I'll check out the newsletter, for example, moneypit.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.